From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hi listener, welcome back with me Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Pediatrician Association says acute hepatitis has no correlation with COVID-19 vaccine. The UK to provide £1.3 billion of further military support to Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Pediatrician Association said the recently found acute hepatitis of unknown etiology that affects children is not linked to the COVID-19 vaccine. Head of the Gastrohepatology Coordination Work Unit of the association, Dr. Muzal Kadim, stated it during a virtual interview with the media on Saturday. Speaking in connection with the issue of correlation between acute hepatitis and COVID-19, the doctor clarified that it still fell in the category of suspicion over whether the incident occurred simultaneously as a coincidence or as a direct cause. He stated that until now, the World Health Organization, WHO, and several countries are still investigating the exact cause. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan visited the Ngurah Rai Mangrove Public Forest and Garuda Wisnu Kencana Park in Bali Province to review preparation for the 2022 G20 Summit. At the public forest, he reviewed the construction of the 2022 G20 delegation's drop-off and pick-up zone, the Wantilan or Balinese Pavilion, as well as mangrove seedling nursery area. He noted in a statement on Saturday that the revitalization should provide security and comfort to the delegation. Result of the visit will be re-evaluated and finalized on May 9, 2022. A team of the Directorate General of Hajj and Umrah at the Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry headed to Saudi Arabia to finalize catering services for Indonesian pilgrims amid the implementation of the 2022 Hajj pilgrimage. Secretary of the Directorate General Ahmad Abdullah Yunus noted it in a statement on Saturday. While dispatching the team at the Soekarno-Hatta Airport, Banten Province on May 6, 2022, Yunus remarked that the preparation of food services for pilgrims were being made since early 2022. Britain said it would provide a further £1.3 billion in military support and aid to Ukraine, making the pledge ahead of a planned video call on Sunday, May 8, by a group of seven leaders with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Prime Minister Johnson has been one of the strongest supporters of Ukraine's efforts to resist Russian forces since Russian President Vladimir Putin launched the invasion on February the 24th. Johnson's government has sent anti-tank missiles, air defense systems, and other weapons to Ukraine. John Lee is said to be named Hong Kong's new leader on Sunday once a closed voting process in which he is the sole candidate concludes. His appointment is being widely seen as a move by the Chinese government to tighten its grip on the city. Mr. Li replaces outgoing chief executive Carrie Lam. Hong Kong's leaders are selected by a close circle committee of around 1,500 members who are nearly all pro-Beijing loyalists, although this time there was only one contender for them to elect. Sinn Féin will be the largest party in the Northern Ireland Assembly for the first time, pushing the Democratic Unionist Party into second place. Sinn Féin has 27 seats compared to the Democratic Unionist Party's 25. The result means Michelle O'Neill will be entitled to become First Minister, which is unprecedented for a nationalist. She said that today ushers in a new era, which she believes presents an opportunity to reimagine relationship in the society on the basis of fairness, on the basis of equality and social justice. Last item, China's capital Beijing kicked off a fresh round of mass testing for COVID-19 on Saturday, May the 7th, and shut more bus routes and metro stations as it seeks to avert the fate of Shanghai, where millions of residents have been locked down for over a month. The draconian movement curbs on Shanghai, an economic and financial hub, have caused frustration among the 25 million residents and triggered rare protests over issues such as access to food and medical care, as well as loss of income. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Spotlight of the week is on Indonesia raises awareness of mysterious acute hepatitis in children. The Indonesian Ministry of Health is raising awareness of mysterious cases of acute hepatitis that attack children in a number of countries around the world. Spokesperson for the Ministry of Health, Dr. Siti Nadia Tarmizi, last Tuesday said that in the last 2 weeks, the government has increased its vigilance because the World Health Organization, WHO, has declared acute hepatitis as an extraordinary event. Siti Nadia said that 3 pediatric patients who were being treated at the Dr. Cipto Mangunkusumo Hospital in Jakarta with suspected acute hepatitis died in a different time period from the last 2 weeks to April the 13th. One of the pediatric patients in Jakarta who was reported to have died was suspected to be due to symptomatic acute hepatitis and having not received either the COVID-19 or hepatitis vaccines. Currently, the Ministry of Health is investigating the causes of acute hepatitis through a complete virus panel examination. The Jakarta Provincial Health Office is conducting further epidemiological investigations. Since the information was published as an outbreak by WHO, the number of reports has continued to grow with more than 170 cases reported by more than 12 countries. WHO first received a report on April the 5th from the United Kingdom regarding 10 cases of acute hepatitis of unknown etiology in children aged 11 months to 5 years in the period of January to March 2022 in central Scotland. The range of cases occurred in children aged 1 month to 16 years. Clinical symptoms in the identified cases were acute hepatitis with elevated liver enzymes, acute jaundice syndrome, and gastrointestinal symptoms or abdominal pain, diarrhea, and vomiting. In most cases, there are no symptoms of fever. The cause of the disease is still unknown. Laboratory tests abroad have been carried out, and hepatitis A, B, C, D, and E viruses were not found to be the cause of the disease. The Ministry of Health, through the Director General of Disease Prevention and Control, issued a circular on precaution for the discovery of cases of acute hepatitis with no known etiology dated April 27, 2022. Well, that was Spotlight of this week.
Thank you. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I, Eddie Ivan, the Director of West of Indonesia, would like to say Happy Eid Mubarak to our listeners all over the world. May this special day bring peace, happiness, and open all the doors of success now and always for us. And let this holy occasion be a remarkable milestone for Voice of Indonesia and our listeners to be closer in the future. Happy Eid Mubarak. Minal Aidin wal Faizin. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
I'll begin today in history with May 8, 1945, the World War II victory in Europe. Victory Day in Europe is celebrated every May the 8th. This date marks the time of the Allies formally accepted the unconditional surrender of the armed forces of Nazi Germany and the end of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich in World War II. The formal surrender of the occupying German forces in the Channel Islands took place on May 9, 1945. On April the 13th, Hitler committed suicide during the Battle of Berlin, and the surrender of Germany was carried out by his successor, German President Karl Dönitz. The government headed by Dönitz was known as the government of Finsburg. The military surrender statement was signed on May the 7th in Reims, France, and ratified on May the 8th in Berlin, Germany. Turning to May 8, 1948, World Red Cross Day commemorated for the first time. May 8th is celebrated as World Red Cross Day after the birth date of Henry Dunant, the first recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, on May 8, 1828. The first anniversary was held on May 8, 1948. Dunant is the founder of the International Committee of the Red Cross of ICRC, the founding agency of the International Red Cross and Red Crescent Movement. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, or IFRC, was founded in 1919 in Paris after World War I. Today in history with May 8, 1998, the Gejayan Incident. The Gejayan Incident, also known as the Yogyakarta Tragedy, was a bloody clash on Friday, May 8, 1998, in the Gejayan area, Yogyakarta, Indonesia, during a demonstration demanding reform and the resignation of President Suharto. This clash lasted into the night. The violence of the apparatus resulted in hundreds of injuries, and one person, Moses Gatotkaca, died. Well, that was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la diffusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Jens Adolf in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in a German program through website www.voinews.id on April 11, 2020 with the simple 55555. Hello, Mr. Jens Adolf. Thank you so much for your reception report. My colleague from the German section has replied to your letter. I hope you have received it. Thank you. So, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. As appreciation, I'll play a beautiful song special for you. So, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan bersembunyi, sayang. Tak perlu kau merasa kecil. Bukankah manusia selalu punya kekurangan? Mencintai tak butuh alasan. Yang ku percaya hanya takdir Tuhan. Menyatukan kita untuk saling melengkapi. Percaya kaulah yang aku cari. Keindahanmu dapat menua dan tapi jalan pikiranmu takkan lekat. Tak pernah aku membencimu karena kau berbeda. Tak perlu untuk ku kagum.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Today's edition will give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on the trial transport industry in Indonesia is growing. Currently, in Indonesia, the triathlon sports industry, which combines three sports, namely running, swimming, and cycling, is growing. Attention to sports that rely on endurance cannot be separated from the triathlon competition as an exhibition sport at the 20th Papua National Sports Week 2021. The manager of the Indonesian national team, Dika Krishna Izardi, in Jakarta recently said that after the sports weeks, several international championships were held in several provinces in the form of sport tourism, and there were Indonesian athletes who won championships overseas. This provides support as a sponsor to athletes, as the case many sponsorship coming for the triathlon national team for the SEA Games Hanoi in Vietnam, which will take place on May the 12th until 23rd. Dika also said that currently there are even a number of parties who have promised bonuses to triathlon athletes who will compete in the 31st edition of the biggest sporting events in Southeast Asia. He hopes that with the performances of the athletes who participated in the Hanoi SEA Games, they can give maximum results and achieve the set targets, namely 1 gold, 3 silvers, and 4 bronzes. With the success of athletes at the Hanoi SEA Games, Dika is optimistic that triathlon will be increasingly popular in Indonesia. The Indonesian Triathlon Federation itself has prepared 8 athletes to participate in 4 competitions, namely the men's and women's triathlon, swimming, running, cycling, and the men's and women's running and bicycle events at the Hanoi SEA Games. Well, that was My Indonesia Today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, now I would like to reply to a letter from Terutada Hayakawa in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in English. In his letter, Mr. Hayakawa said that our frequency, 3325 kHz, was also used in North Korea, so it was difficult for him to receive our broadcast. However, during the North Korean broadcast suspension time, he was able to enjoy our broadcast again. Hello, Mr. Terutada Hayakawa. Thank you so much for your reception report. Your report will be delivered to our technical division. Once again, thank you. And as appreciation, here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy!
Ku bahagia dan membuatku terluka, lalu kau putuskan untuk pergi tinggalkanku, lepaskanku. Coba berdiri walau aku jatuh, mencoba tersenyum walau hati perih, mencoba lupakan walau ku tak sanggup. Aku akan tetap menjaga hati ini untukmu. Katamu aku cinta matimu, tapi itu dulu.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment will present you Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listeners, if you are looking for a tourist destination that is still hidden and not visited by many tourists, then Keluang Island is the best choice. Keluang Island is located in Babahle Village in Jayang District, Aceh Jaya Regency. This island is one of several islands in Aceh Jaya, and besides having an exotic view, this island also has a hidden beauty with trees neatly arranged around the island. With white sand and one side of the island plus solid rock reef, it makes the island look even more beautiful. Keluang Island has crystal clear waters and of course provides quiet and amazing underwater view. On one wall of the island, there is a natural cave that offers an exotic sensation. This cave is named Bat Cave, which is quite challenging to explore. To enter the Bat Cave, you have to go by sea and use a boat. You should go there at high tide. You will be challenged to dare to go down the cave because the cave has lots of bats. In addition, you will see in the cave there are various kinds of unique rocks formed by nature. If you have finished exploring the cave, you can enjoy the dense tropical forest on this island. The beauty of the tropical forest here lies on several species that are quite unique. If you have been to this forest, you can also spend time bathing in very clear seawater. When bathing, you don't have to worry about being swept away by the waves because around the island, there are no big waves. Instead, you will get quite calm waters. To get to Keluang Island from Banda Aceh, the capital city of Aceh province, you have to go to Lamno, which is 78 kilometers away. Then you have to rent a crossing service using a fishing boat. The travel time required is about 25 minutes. On Keluang Island, there are no adequate facilities, only a comfortable resting place to enjoy the beautiful scenery. Since there are no food vendors here, you should bring your own food and drinks. I'll end today's Indonesian Wonder featuring Keluang Island in Aceh. The beauty of the island, especially for those of you who like marine tourism, is not inferior to other islands in Indonesia. We'll meet again tomorrow with another topic.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. VOI listener, wherever you are, on this occasion, all crew, Voice of Indonesia, would like to thank our listeners wherever you are for the greetings of Eid al-Fitr and the prayers offered for us. May we all be in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amin. Happy holiday and enjoy this next song.
Thank you. bersama lagi. Ku nikmati kisah lama kita.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You just listened to the third song, and for the next segment, we have Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is entitled Nusa Dua Market Becomes Micro, Small, and Medium Enterprises Exhibition Center Ahead of G20. The Indonesian government, through the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment and the Ministry of Cooperatives on Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, inaugurated the Nusa Dua Market in Badung Regency, Bali, to become the center of the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Exhibition ahead of the G20 Summit on November the 15th and 16th, 2022. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, at the inauguration of the market, together with the Minister of Cooperation and Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Teten Mas Duki, said that during the 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic, Indonesia was able to survive until now, largely because of the result of micro, small and medium enterprises. For that, said Luhut, the promotion of the Nusa Dua market, which specifically showcased for their products, will be shown to high-ranking officials and delegates of the G20 summit. During the G20 summit in November, the Bali Collection in the Nusa Dua area will be converted as a venue for the promotion of micro, small, and medium enterprises products that market handicraft products through the Nusa Dua market. In that place, all forms of micro, small, and medium enterprises products will be exhibited, such as coffee, beauty products, snacks and food, paintings, clothes, and so on, which are the work of Indonesian and Balinese micro, small, and medium enterprises actors. The Minister of Cooperative, Teten Mas Duki, explained that the Nusa Dua market in Bali is the first step for the promotion of micro, small, and medium enterprises products in Indonesia, especially from Bali. What is displayed in this exhibition is, of course, their superior products. In this exhibition, the products displayed are local brands made in Indonesia. He explained the opening of the Nusa Dua market is an event ahead of the G20 summit, which is expected to also provide solidarity for micro, small, and medium enterprises to be able to rise up even in the midst of a pandemic. Well, that was Miss Eleni over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Suasana membuat diriku tergoda. Wajahmu, senyummu, indahmu membekas di sudut jiwa ini. Beradu tatap bola mata kita, seakan kau tahu satu anganku. Dan ternyata kini ku sadari diriku
kasih.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener, in today's music corner, we will present you a song entitled Jangan Semudah Ini, which means Don't Be This Easy. The Indonesian composer Erwin Gutawa and singer Anmesh Kamaleng collaborate to present the single Jangan Semudah Ini with a more modern arrangement. Previously, this song was sung by Atik Sebe in 1990 and covered by Indonesian diva Ruth Sahanaya in 1996. The song created by Erwin Gutawa is about the unwillingness of someone to let go of his lover. The context of this song can be interpreted in a broader meaning, whether it's about separated because of breakup or by death. Well, listener, let's enjoy the version of Jangan Semudah Ini by Erwin Gutawa featuring Anmesh Kamaleng. Happy listening!
Telah mengira
antara kita.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Percaya artinya cinta, luka yang tak hilang tinggal begitu saja. Namun keajaiban cinta bertemu dengannya, waktu dan cintanya sembuhkan luka. Dan kini kau bawakan bahagia, setiap saat terus teringat, tanpamu ku tak kuat. Ku yakin mencintaimu sempurna, sayangimu selamanya, ku telah terikat. Tak lagi sendiri melawan luka yang dalam, karena kau telah datang hapus semua tentangnya. Beruntung ku bisa kembali rasakan cinta, hanyalah dirimu sembuhkan luka. Dan kini kau bawakan bahagia, setiap saat terus teringat, tanpamu ku tak kuat. Ku yakin mencintaimu sempurna, sayangimu selamanya, ku telah terima.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Forhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
VOI listener, thank you for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.